So these tiny whirlpools of energy do exist, but not in the physical body, but they pass through the physical body of man. And they actually exist in the aura or etheric counterparts of man. You know, around each individual, there is, in fact, around all things living, which means all things, there is an aura or a subtle counterpart. And this subtle counterpart is an exact replica of the physical, only it's on different levels of energy or different levels of existence at one and the same time. And it is an energy counterpart, although, I must stress this so that you will learn correctly, even though you cannot see or touch the aura with your physical eyes or fingers, it is physical. It is a physical energy, not as physical as electricity, for instance, but nevertheless it is physical. So the aura is a physical body. You must get that straight. The whole foundation of metaphysics can be upset within your own mind if you don't have that straight. Some spiritualists who do not understand this business at all, who do not understand occultism, seem to believe that the aura is some vague spiritual God-made thing. Well, it may be God-made, all things are, but it's nothing. It's not vague at all, and it is physical, energy, matter, or matter and energy. So these psychic centers, then, are whirlpools of tremendous energy which exist in the aura. You will notice here that they are put through as though they grow on stems, like flowers grow on stems. Well, this is quite correct interpretation. They actually do just this. And the main trunk of the tree upon which grow these lotuses or psychic centers is, of course, the spinal column. And they are joined through the physical body, through the earth physical body, to the spinal column by subtle cords. And these subtle cords are called in Sanskrit, have to use Sanskrit here because we have no English equivalent for it, the nadis, N-A-D-I-S, nadis, or the subtle nervous system of man. Man has two nervous systems, just as he's got two physical bodies, this physical body and the aura. He has two nervous systems, the physical nervous system by which you feel and see and react to outside stimuli on this earth, and the nadic or subtle nervous system which is directly connected not so much with the physical but with the other physical or auric or subtle bodies of you. So the psychic centers belong to this other type of physical body that we have, or auric body, or auric envelope, or astral body, whatever thing you like to call it. And they are joined by nadis. Actually, we've only shown one here. There are something like, I believe I'm right in saying this, 242,000 subtle nerves which connect up the psychic centers to the spine, a whole nervous system, rather like the physical nervous system, but this is a subtle nervous system.